Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Hashimoto's Thyroiditis by Isabella Wentz. Sophie, I have to ask, before I read this, I thought Hashimoto's was just something you took a pill for, and that was that. How wrong was I?
Oh, completely wrong. And you're not alone. Wentz herself is a pharmacist who was diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and she was told the same thing. Take your levothyroxine, wait for your thyroid to fail. But she refused to accept that and dug into the root causes. This book is basically her manifesto on how to actually heal.
Right. And the central idea is that Hashimoto's is an autoimmune condition where your immune system attacked your thyroid. The standard treatment just replaces the hormone your thyroid can't make anymore, but it does nothing to stop the attack itself.
Exactly. Wentz calls that putting a bandage on a festering wound. She says there are almost always underlying triggers, and she groups them into three categories: nutrient deficiencies, food sensitivities and gut issues, and infections or toxic overload. She calls them the three legs of a stool.
And the gut piece is huge. She talks about leaky gut and molecular mimicry. Basically, if your gut lining is damaged, undigested food particles leak into your bloodstream. And gluten, for example, looks a lot like thyroid tissue to your immune system. So it starts attacking your thyroid by mistake.
Right. And that's why an elimination diet is so central to her protocol. She recommends cutting out gluten first, then dairy, soy, corn, eggs, and seeing how you feel. For many people, just removing gluten can drop their antibody levels significantly.
But it's not just food. She's big on nutrients too. Selenium, zinc, vitamin D, iron, B vitamins. These are all crucial for thyroid function and immune regulation. And a lot of Hashimoto's patients are deficient because the autoimmune process depletes them.
Yeah, she provides detailed guidance on testing for deficiencies and how to supplement. But she's careful to say supplements aren't a cure-all, they're the foundation. Then you have to address the other triggers, like infections. She talks about Epstein-Barr virus, H. pylori, Candida, SIBO.
And adrenal health. That was a new one for me. She explains that chronic stress can exhaust your adrenal glands, which messes with cortisol production. And when cortisol is out of whack, your immune system goes haywire. So supporting your adrenals with lifestyle changes, sleep, stress management, adaptogenic herbs is a key step.
Right. And her protocol has 6 steps. Step 1 is getting the right testing, not just TSH, but a full thyroid panel, including antibodies. Then step 2 is supporting the body with nutrients and a healing diet like Paleo or the autoimmune protocol. Step 3 is healing the gut.
Then step 4 is supporting the liver and detoxification. Step 5 is managing stress and adrenal support. And step 6 is addressing any lingering infections. It's a lot, but she makes it feel doable by breaking it down.
And she's very honest that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. She calls it the root cause approach, and she says each person has to become their own health detective. But the payoff is that some people can actually reverse the autoimmune attack. Their antibodies normalize and they feel well again, sometimes even needing less medication.
That's the part that got me. She's not saying everyone can come off meds, but she's saying the immune attack can stop. The disease doesn't have to be progressive. And she backs it up with case studies from her own practice and her online community.
Yeah, and she's really practical about navigating the medical system. She gives scripts for talking to doctors, advice on getting the right tests, and even addresses the controversial topic of taking low-dose thyroid medication when your labs are technically normal, but you still have symptoms.
Honestly, the thing I'm taking away is that Hashimoto's is not just a thyroid problem, it's a whole body problem. And the solution isn't a single pill. It's a comprehensive lifestyle shift. But the hope is real.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big takeaway for me is that your body has an incredible capacity to heal when you remove the things that are attacking it. You just have to be willing to ask why. We'll see you in the next one.